Yeah, well, welcome to the poetry show. www.enlightenradio.org. You can always find us, well, not always, but most of the time, at player.enlightenradio.org. Turns out I left Bloomberg News on this morning while the music was playing. That was, thank you, Mr. Bill, for letting us know that little problem. What was I doing? I was out walking the dog. Yes. And now, okay, so I'm sorry. This is a War and Peace day. If you want to hear about something else, you should probably tune out. But I'm going to play, I'm going to start out with a very patriotic, even though it's British, a very patriotic poem on the subject of, warfare or, it is sweet and fitting to lose one's life for one's country. Anyway, this is a poem by Robert Brooke. And let me just say that Robert Brooke was a... Rupert Brooke, I'm sorry. An English poet known for his very idealistic war sonnets written during the First World War, especially The Soldier, by the way, which we're going to read in a second. He was also known for his boyish good looks, which were said to have prompted the Irish poet W.B. Yeats to describe him as, quote, the handsomest young man in England. Unfortunately, he died of septicemia, it's an unstoppable infection, following a mosquito bite whilst aboard a French hospital ship moored off the island of Skyros in the Aegean Sea. Anyway, he became well known for this poem called The Soldier. Okay, I think if I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. There shall be in that rich earth a richer dust concealed, a dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware, gave once her flowers to love, her ways to roam. A body of England's breathing English air, washed by the rivers and blessed by sons of home. And think this heart, all evil shed away, a pulse in the eternal mind, no less, gives somewhere back the thoughts by England given, her sights and sounds, dreams happy as her day, and laughter, learnt of friends and gentleness, in hearts at peace under an English heaven. That poem is called The Soldier. Now, let's talk about Wilfred Owen, who also, died in the First World War. Born 1893, died in 1918. An English poet and soldier, he was one of the leading poets of the First World War. His war poetry on the horrors of trenches and gas warfare was much influenced by his mentor, Siegfried Sassoon, and stood in contrast to the public perception of the war at that time, and to the, as we just heard, the confidently patriotic verse written by Rupert Brooke called The Soldier. In any way, so, and one of Wilfred Owen's most famous poems called Dolce, using the... what's that? It's the Popish form of Latin there. Dulce et decorum est. It is sweet and fitting to die for one's country. And Owen was killed in action on the 4th of November, 1918, a week before the war's end, at the age of 25. And so this is Wilford's poem. Let me get the right one here. Dulce et decorum est. It is sweet and fitting. Bent double, like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through the sludge. Till on the haunting flares we turned our backs, and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots, but limped on, blood-shod. All went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of gas shells dropping softly behind. Gas, gas, quick, boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time. But someone there was yelling and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim through the misty panes and the thick green light is under a green sea. I saw him drowning. In all my dreams, before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face like a devil sick of sin. If you would hear at every jolt the blood come gurgling from the froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the cud of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues. My friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory the old line, Dulce est decorum est pro patria mori. It is sweet and fitting to die for one's country. Well, with that thought, I think we'll return to the Bob, my Nobel Prize winning guide through most of my life here. We honor Bob. This is his poem on the, I think the, he probably nails the turning point where our country took a very bad turn. And I'm not sure we ever made it back.
Twas a dark day in Dallas, November 63. The day that would live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a rattling high. Good day to be living and a good day to die. Being led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am? Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts we've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll grin in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise, right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun, perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh Wolfman, oh Wolfman, howl. Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry across the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bumps coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and lower the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beat. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. Going down to the crossroads, gonna flag a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot 'em while he runs, boy. Shoot 'em while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby Leonard, no. Shut your mouth, say it, or I'll ask old owl. Business is business, and it's a murder most foul. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Ancient Queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left, got my head in the lap. Oh Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter, no quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years, they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lies. Throw the gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Cross the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie, you fill me with lead. That magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. I'm just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. Got blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. Stupidest film I've seen that before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and he killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What'd I say? I said the soul of a nation been torn away. And it's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the names. Play it at James 2. Play it, rather go blind. Play it for the man with a telepathic mind. Play John Lee Hooker, play Scratch My Back. Play it for that strip club owner named Jack. Guitar Slim going down slow. play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe.
Play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe. Well, you've heard quite a bit of the Bob on the subject of the assassination of President Kennedy. Kind of a, well, everyone's got their theory. I mean, those who lived through it. I was in 11th grade history class when it happened. And our class clown stood up and said, well, I guess the Von Meter's out of a job, when the announcement came over the high school loudspeaker in Arlington, Virginia. I know none of you are laughing because you probably don't remember Von Meter, but he was a comedian of the 60s and was quite well known for the almost the entire duration of the Kennedy administration, which was, what, 3 years, because he had done a very good job impersonating the president and his family for stand-up comedy purposes. And he had appeared on late-night talk shows, and Kennedy himself was known to have laughed at the performance. So it's a kind of an approval, I suppose. Anyway, so that's why our class clown felt inspired to mourn the passing of Von Meter's career with the assassination of the president. But I think Bob is right. I think we turned down a dark road on that day. Nobody believes that justice was ever done. My own theory is pretty, I think it's the Confederacy hated the Kennedys for civil rights. They hated them. And they had allies in very high places that also did not agree with the civil rights movement, and certainly not with Dr. King. And so we found, and what was Kennedy's chief weapon? It was his attorney general, his brother Bobby Kennedy. So Bobby Kennedy, JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, a big faction of the Black Panther Party, Angela Davis, prosecutions across the country of the growing opposition to what the hell is the purpose of the Vietnam War, et cetera, et cetera. So, it was part of a trend of violence that it killed us, I think, maybe. It's not over yet, but, and we may have a future, but we're going to have to go back and revisit some bad things that were done and allowed, and the people got away with it. And there's that, and then you end up in a trillionaireocracy, whatever we're headed toward. Anyway, enough ranting on that. I'm going to read one more poem by Wilfred Owen. And again, killed in battle, September 1918, right before the end of the war. A week before the end of the war. Anthem for doomed youth. What passing bells for those who die as cattle? Only the monstrous anger of the guns. Only the stuttering rifles' rapid rattle can patter out their hasty horizons. No mockeries now for them, no prayers nor bells, nor any voice of mourning save the choirs. The shrill, demented choirs of wailing shells and bugles calling from them, from sad shires. What candles may be held to speed them all? Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes shall shine the holy glimmers of goodbyes. The pallor of girls' brows shall be their pall. Their pall. Their flowers in the tenderness of patient minds, and each slow dusk a drawing down of blinds. Take care of each other. It's been the Poetry Show today on enlightenradio.org. And my name is John Case, and we'll be back next Wednesday with Janet Harrison, who will have a much more learned accumulation of poems for you. And until then, it's late, but everything comes next.
John Wesley Harding was a friend to the poor.